With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Rob Parker is out.
Wow.
VJ Husky is in, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Let me welcome in my man. They call him the Vanilla Child. Actually, no, they call him the Big Vanilla Funny. Actually, I don't even know if they call him that. He calls himself the Big Vanilla Funny. What up, man? How you doing?
What's good, my man, CB? And yes, they call me the Big Vanilla
now,
Funny.
Now, who's they? Are there a lot of they, or is it like
fans,
your wife?
Fans, other comedians, comedy promoters, club owners, okay, other people in the sports talk world. Mike Hill, a very good friend of mine and a colleague of us here. Every time he see me, what's up there, Big Vanilla Wafer? He calls me Vanilla Wafer for some reason. Because Mike's got a comedy side in him too, man. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, no, trust me. I branded this. I'm going to keep using it, and it's going to catch on. Chris, you remember, I even had you admit, I'm the real godfather of the vanilla, bro. Like, you owned it a little bit last time we was on.
I've never called myself vanilla.
I'm telling you, man. Never. It's going to stick.
It's good for you. It works for you. You got your thing going. Speaking of your comedy, because, you know, obviously, a couple listeners know you as a sports guy,
yes,
but you also do comedy. So when's the last time you did a show? Do you have anything coming up? Because, you know, this is a show where a lot of people think they funny. I won't name any names, But we got a lot of guys on here that think they funny.
Yeah.
So you are real fun. You doing this. So tell me, you know, when's the last time you had a show? I went to see you once.
Yes, you did.
In L.A.
You came out to the Comedy Store. You and Rob is when you and I first linked up after meeting and having some wings with Rob. So, no, I always appreciate you come. We met Paulie Shore that night. Remember Paulie Shore walked up to us and he knew exactly who both you guys were because he's a big sports fan. And you, I remember you introducing yourself. He was like, come on, bro. I know who you are. As he's walking in. But no, big thing I do have coming up, man. I am shooting this fall Big Vanilla Funny 3, which is my independent special. I shot my first one here in April, my wedding weekend, sold out room. And then I went back east and shot it back in my hometown, another sold out room at Babylon in Woodbridge, Virginia. And that was part two. And this is coming up. It's three because now I got my two new babies. I got a lot of going on in my career. I got a lot of new stuff to talk about. So that's the next big thing coming up, man.
Now, you going to try to pitch that to Netflix and things like that?
Well, I know a lady, actually, funny you asked. I know a lady from Sony Animation who is now president over one of those apartments in Netflix. And yes, I did reach out to her and tell her I was going to do it and shoot it. And she did say, when it's done, you know, hit me up and we'll take a look at it. So, yeah, I'm always trying to pitch and move on, man, and grow the Big Vanilla brand.
Well, I'm actually investing in a comedy club that's going to open within the next month or so, couple months. So it's in Brooklyn. So we'll be bringing in acts from all over the country. So, you know, we want to see the Big Vanilla Funny at 275 Park in Brooklyn.
You know, whenever you call, you already know the answer is yes. I'll be there. Give me my stage time and I'm going to rock the room for you.
All right. Well, let's rock the room for the next 3 hours right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. We got the iCouple crew in full effect, gracing us with his presence for the second straight night. It's hard to believe. It's been like months since we had him two straight nights. Our man, DJ Alex Tyshert, a.k.a. The Vegan. He don't like that ex-vegan stuff, so I had to start calling him The Vegan.
Yeah, thank you,
What's
CB.
Up, man? I thought you was about to jump all in George Reister's chest last
night. it's quite easy. See, I now know why you guys call him Wrongster, because that's exactly right
wow.
there.
He did have several segments. I was like, dang, bro. What?
I listened yesterday.
Yeah, it went well. It was good. We got super producer Rob G in the house and on the updates.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve Dissager. All right, let's get to it. The Raiders last night, you know, look, we don't want to make too much out of the Hall of Fame game. The Raiders won 27-11. Jacksonville didn't play, you know, their starters. Trevor Lawrence is out. Travis Etienne, none of them played. And then for the Raiders, of course, you know, Devontae Adams, no Derek Carr. There was a Josh Jacobs sighting. He ran five times for 30 yards. But for the most part, it was the backups. But it doesn't stop us from talking about the Raiders in particular, because VJ, they are in not only what I think is clearly the best division in football, the AFC West, where you have top flight quarterbacks. Now, Carr, of course, isn't like a top 10 guy, but he's in that next group. But obviously Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, and Justin Herbert. I think it's the best division we've seen maybe in years off the top of my head. I mean, obviously last year the NFC West was great, but Seattle was down because of injuries to Wilson and some other things. And so this is a very tough division. A lot of people feel like the Raiders could actually, I mean, I don't think there's a question about it as far as personnel. They're better than they were last year. Added Devontae Adams, added Chandler Jones on the other side of the ball. Got you know, Josh McDaniels, who I do think will be better this time around as a head coach. If not, he's done. I mean, if he fails again, this will be his last shot, I would imagine, after failing miserably in Denver years ago. But I think that they I think Kansas City's still the class of the division, or at least the best team. I think they're all going to be close. I think Denver's going to be second. And I think the Raiders could beat out the Chargers for third. I think three teams will make the playoffs out of this division, and it'll be between the Raiders and Chargers for that third spot. But what do you think the Raiders can do in this division? I heard you put down money on the Raiders, so it sounds like you believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, and I'll tell you why. When I look at this team, number one, you start with Josh Jacobs. Last night, there was a signing, but they also drafted that stud out of Georgia. So he's been put on notice. A lot of times, when running backs are put on notice, it can go one or two ways. They're either going to fall off or they're going to step up. And now you got a guy that can lead a young guy and mentor a young guy. And I really think you see that. I understand it's a preseason game, but I'm still a football head. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to still break the game down, analyze. You still got a block, tackle, pass rush. I thought they looked good last night. I like the energy. That says a lot about a team is the energy, especially the season they're coming off. I did put money on them there in one of my 18 parlays. I like them to win this division.
You put wow.
Yeah. I like
so
the Raiders.
So you think they're the best team in the division?
And no, you don't.
You didn't just bet because it makes sense because it was a they got
it was
long
both.
Odds.
It was both. No, that too, but. I don't think that always the best team in a really good tight division wins the division. It's a fumble. It's a missed field goal. It's any little thing in week 8, week 13, week 14 that will show up late and possibly cost you the division. On conferences real quick, everybody loves to get in this, oh, this is a tough conference. This is a tough conference. I like to look at it differently.
Or
division, excuse me. Tough division. All divisions are tough, even though they're bad teams. We watched Jacksonville, who had nothing to play for last year, knock the Colts out of the playoffs, which should have never happened. But it was a division game. There's still that pride. So I look at division games a little different. This is tough. That's a weak division. No, when you play division teams, guys get up. I like their
rivalries, yes. But there are, I mean, the NFC East was a weak division. Look, you're talking about pro athletes. So
exactly.
They're all great on their own level. But I'm talking about relatively speaking. We ain't comparing the NFC East athletes to Alabama and USC. We're comparing them to the other NFL teams. And by that standard, they're weak. Now, you're right. Philly, Dallas, Washington, Dallas, heck, New York, Dallas, New York, Washington, they're
games.
All going to be tough games.
Yes.
Because of the rivalries. But I'm just saying the teams in, say, the NFC East are fairly weak. So that's what, when we say weak division, that's what we mean.
Okay, I get it, but I just look at it differently.
It's going to be heated.
Yeah, I just
look
at it
different. It's going to be a battle. I could take two mediocre boxers, put them in the ring, and it might be a great fight. That doesn't mean they're great fighters. You know what I'm saying?
I get that, but there's only three or two great teams in NFL. There's not 10 great. There's 10 really good and good teams. There's not 10 great NFL teams. There's like three great NFL teams. There's really only three teams you can look at and go, a legitimate shot. The probability of them winning the Super Bowl.
There's only how many teams?
This season going in right now?
That have a legitimate shot?
Yes.
You only say three?
Yeah, only three. Only
really?
Three. Yeah.
How?
Yeah, only three.
You didn't know. That changes every year. No one ever would have picked the Bengals last year to get there.
Did they win it?
No, but
okay,
I'm just saying they had a shot.
I know, but it doesn't. I didn't say shot. I said winning it. Now, shot, yeah. There's eight to
nine. Did you pick the Rams?
Yeah, well, it depends on what's up with Stafford's elbow now.
No, I mean last year.
Yes, I had the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I had them in the Browns, so I put too much stock in the Browns and Baker. I can admit that, and I blew that pick. But I did have the Rams coming out of the NFC because I thought coming in with Matthew Stafford was really going to be different for them, and it was. So, but with divisions, I get what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I look at it just kind of different. I don't really like, oh, that's a tougher or that's a weak division. That's not a weak division, bro. Those teams are still fighting each other to get to a playoffs. And one of those teams, i.e. the Niners, will come on the road, beat Dallas, go on the road, beat the Packers. But, the division was kind of off this year. Yeah, but the team that didn't even win the division went and won two road playoff games. But on the Raiders, I like this offense. Davante Adams, if it's not D-Hop or if it's not, Michael Thomas, when he gets his head right and gets his knee right and gets back on the field, if it's not those two, this is the best receiver in football. And you're getting guy.
He's one of them.
You're getting this guy who's going to a quarterback who threw for almost 4,900 yards. I don't understand the kind of it feels like a slight pint, pick at Carr. I like the kid, but he's the Raiders. It was dysfunctional. They have gone through coaches. it hurts, man. Your development and your winning. And when you get some stability and you get a newfound energy and you get top flight weapons around you, he can take them to the AFC Championship game. I think they're that good, especially bringing in Chandler Jones on the defensive end. You already got Max Crosby, who's one of the top three.
Defense needed to improve.
That's fine, but you still got Max Crosby there, who's one of the top, what, three or four rush ends in the league? Like, in the league. So I love their chances. I don't believe in Denver. I'm waiting to see KC because I really want to see how much of it was Tariq or Andy or Mahomes or yeah, absolutely.
Tariq is great, but you don't think Mahomes is great in his own right?
I think he is, but we'll see how great though. When you're taking the best weapon
yards a game without Tariq.
Okay.
I know it's a small sample size, still.
No, but
they're gonna be nice. Sky Moore.
I love Sky Moore.
They obviously still have Mecole Hardman. Travis Kelce is there.
They got
Who's
Valdez Scantling.
The other receiver that
Valdez Scantling from Green Bay.
Everybody talks about him dropping balls. He didn't drop any last year. And Rodgers was only looking for Devontae.
Yeah, well.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's what
Valdez, like, they don't have a Tyreek Hill. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But that receiving core is still nice.
We'll see. But once again, though, Chris, you're also talking about, whether people want to admit it or not, the most dangerous single weapon in football is Tariq Hill. He's the most dangerous guy when you get the ball in his hands in football, and you take that away. That's not taken away from the greatness of Mahomes at all. But you did just lose the most dangerous weapon in the National Football League. So I'm still waiting to check there. I love the Chargers. I think they're an 11-win team because Herbert's that good. Their running backs, their receivers, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, they have a squad there.
So how many teams you got making the playoffs in the division?
I think, too, because I think the AFC is super tough. I think the AFC is super tough this year. I think, too, you can't get three out of the division because I think the Colts and the Titans go. I think the Bills and the Dolphins go. And then you have two out of that division. And then the – what am I missing here? Oh, in the North. The North, you got the Raiders. You have the Ravens and the Bengals.
Yeah, I think you got three in the West, one in the South. And the East and the North are going to fight to which one has two.
Do you have Tannehill taking that drop? I'm assuming it's Tennessee that you don't have getting in out of the South.
I'm not sure of my pick yet, but I'm only picking either Tennessee or Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm on Indy right now. And I think Derrick Henry, healthy back, helps Tannehill and makes everybody think he's really good again like they did 2 years ago, and they can get to the playoffs if Derrick Henry's healthy.
Right. It's going to be tough, but – I do think there'll be three coming out just like last year with the NFC West. But you think Denver's the worst team in that division?
I don't think they're the worst team in that division. I just think
But you sound like you think they're gonna finish.
I got them. Yeah, I do. But they can finish last at 10-7.
You praised Carr.
Yes, I like Carr a lot.
I think he's still the fourth best quarterback in that division, which is the worst in that division.
You think Herbert's better than him already?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so where do you have Herbert? Because when we had the top 10 conversation a few weeks ago, you said you would take Herbert out of the top 10. That would make him next tier where you have Carr.
I don't think I said Herbert. I think I said
Dak.
I said Dak and, Deshaun. I was like, at this point, we don't know.
Dak and Deshaun. Yeah, I would take those three out.
I like Herbert a lot, but I got Mahomes number one. I think I go Russ number two. I don't think he was as bad as some people think last year. But I think I'd still have him, then Herbert, then Carr. But they're all good. That's not a slight on.
No. You said they have a great division of quarterback. They do. They probably have the best division as far as quarterbacks go. But I think
it's the best division. Period.
Yeah.
You think there's a doubt? It's the best division
as far
football?
As the best on paper. If we look at it right now, yeah, it's the best division in football. But we always know on kickoff weekend, man, when that first ball gets kicked off, all these predictions and all these records we're going to come up with, and everybody's going to do their preview shows, half this stuff don't cash in. There's injuries.
Speak for yourself. I mean,
All right.
The NFL's all-time leading rusher is tripping. We'll explain next. It's the Odd Couple with VJ Husky. And for Rob Parker, I'm Chris Broussard. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, and of course, is a funky flashback Friday. That means DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Tom Crady, is deep in the crates, and he's dusty.
I can't see.
If you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone, it's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right. VJ, Emmitt Smith, the all-time leading rusher in NFL history. Of course, he did it all with the Cowboys. Was talking about Ezekiel Elliott. And remember, a couple days ago, Jerry Jones, the owner, said that Zeke needs to be the focal point of the running game. All right. And Emmitt doubled down. And here's what he said on the ESPYs podcast. Here it is.
Earlier today, Jerry Jones said that Zeke has to be the focus of the run game. Do you agree with that? Or do you think that Tony Pollard should be involved?
There's no doubt.
So you agree?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. I know. Yes, I do agree. 100%. Zeke Elliott is our number one guy and should be the focal point of the entire offense. At the end of the day, I love Tony Pollard. But Zeke is our 1-2-3 guy. The question becomes, how long can any man last in this league? Stephen Jones said it best. They don't make him like they used to. I mean, I'm old school throwback. It is what it is. First, second, and third down back all day long. As AP would say, all day. That was us. Nowadays, it's running back by committee. And that's only by design. It's not saying that he cannot handle it. You got to put it in his hand to give him a chance to prove that he can.
All right. That was Emmitt Smith on the SB Nation podcast. And VJ, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Do you agree with Emmitt? Is Zeke still capable of carrying the load like that?
Absolutely not. And it ain't nothing new to me. This ain't nothing new to me. I told people when that contract stuff happened and when Cabo happened, as soon as he get his money, he will never run the same again because running backs are smart. They know they are not valued in the NFL anymore. They are not taken care of in the NFL anymore. Emmitt's right. He is old school. I grew up that way. You grew up that way. First, second, third down, and we going for it on fourth, you better not think about pulling me off the field and putting in that scat back. If you put him in, you better still leave me in. But Zeke ain't that guy no more. You could just put the tape on. I don't care about the – put the tape on. I know a little dinged up
so
last year.
I feel you. He's not the same runner that he was early in his career, obviously. But you seem to imply that it's because he got paid rather than he's just lost a step or two.
That's a quick time to lose a step, Chris. Like, it ain't in year 8 and 9. That's a quick time to lose a step.
Really?
Yeah, I really feel that way.
No, that's a serious charge.
I get that, but
gotten soft? Yeah. Did he?
Sometimes money
he don't
do that.
Love the game.
Sometimes,
what is it?
Sometimes money do that. And remember, coming out of Ohio State, let's just tell the whole story. Coming out of Ohio State, there were coaches and GMs, the anonymous tag, which I hate, that did say during his pre-draft interviews and stuff, they questioned his true love for the game of football. Like, there were a few people that could tell talking to this man, does he really love the game or is he trying to get money and get rich and be famous? Like, does he really love the game of football? So that loss of step thing, just some guys, you can just see it, man. You can just feel it and you can just see it. I know it's a serious charge, but it's still just my opinion. That doesn't mean I'm right. But
I'm not ready
but when
to
you put
say
the tape
he
on,
don't love the game, but I am ready to say he's lost a step.
How you lose a now, step this young, Chris?
You take hits, bro. Oh. Everybody reacts differently. You saw Cam Newton, as big as he is, all those hits he took, they wore on him.
Yeah, that's year 10, I year mean, 11, yeah.
Yeah, but he also wasn't running as much as Zeke.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
I think that's what it is. You don't see running backs lasting as long as they used to, and they used to carry the mail a lot more. Guys weren't quite as big and as fast on that defensive side of the ball. So I think that he's just been worn down. Mm. It is young. I'll give you that. But I don't know that he just don't love the game anymore. I thought last year or last offseason, you know, he really put his all into getting ready for the season and looked good through the first five games. Two straight 100-yard plus games in weeks four and five, and then the knee started bothering me. He was never the same. But I think as the season goes on, though, VJ is going to become more and more Tony Pollard.
And I
because they got to try to win. And Pollard, I think, at this stage is probably the better back. But we'll ask our next guest, Nui Suggs, friend of the show, long time. I knew him back in Cleveland. But, yeah, my man Nui Scruggs. But TV host on NBC in Dallas-Fort Worth. He'll join us next to talk all things Cowboys. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
VJ Husky is in for Rob Parker. Our next guest is a friend of the show, TV sports host on NBC in Dallas-Fort Worth. Our man, Nui Scruggs. Nui, what is up, brother?
Brother, bro, bro-ham. I just left the PCH, you know.
Oh.
Did a little live shot out there. Practice went early today, so he figured, you know what, man? It's 104 degrees back in Texas, so let's go over here to the Pacific Coast Highway, do the show for there, and rub it on there to the people back home.
I ain't mad at you, my man. I am not mad at you. But I am a little miffed with Jerry Jones and Emmitt Smith talking about Zeke like it's his rookie year, his second year, even his third year, and he's going to be the focal point of the offense. You're down there. You know what's going on. Is this just foolishness, wishful thinking, or do you really think Zeke can turn back the clock and be that guy?
Jerry Jones is a fantastic marketer. I mean, this man has marketed a product that's got the most valuable franchise in the world, number one TV ratings, and ain't won anything in 26 years.
Right.
But you sitting around here listening to it. So you that guy. You the guy that sat there actually paying attention when they said, oh, we're going to make Zeke the poker boy. I mean, stop this. Look, the receiving core is not good, okay? You got CeeDee Lamb and dudes, okay? CeeDee Lamb and special guests. That's the headline on the wide receiver position. So, yeah, right. They're going to need to run the football. Ezekiel Elliott is healthy. So you're going to have him. You're going to have Tony Pollard. Kevontae Turpin is another guy that they signed for the USFL, the MVP over there. They're going to try and run the football here, and they need to because the receiving corps is a bunch of dudes that you're not scared of right now. So they're going to want to do that. And the other problem here is, and we consistently say, those of us that cover the team, is Kellen Moore going to do that. Okay, Cowboys find themselves down, right, 10-0 in the game, and Kellen act like the run game is something that he can't do. So I hear this. Let me see this, okay?
Hey, Nui, what's going on, man? VJ Vernon Husky here. Outstanding and awesome to be talking to you again, man. I always love asking you questions about the Cowboys. You do a great job out there covering that and handling your business out there. You mentioned Kellen Moore, and that's where I want to take my question to. This is the wonder kid, right? This guy was getting head coaching interviews, and people thought this guy was going to leave to be a head coach. Isn't this on him to get Pollard on the field with Zeke, if that's what they want to do, a whole lot more? And how much is this on him to make sure this happened and not try to just throw the ball into Dak's hands and let Dak throw for 4,900 yards?
So far, what we have seen at training camp is Tony Pollard out there in a lot of packages. And okay, Tony was a receiver before he became a running back. So Kellen Moore spoke to the media earlier this week, and he spoke about what they want to do. They're going to have to, because outside of CeeDee Lamb, there's not another receiver on this team right now who's got a proven track record. They just don't. I expect them to go out and get a veteran receiver before the season starts. But so Tony Pollard, really, you start to think about it. You've got CeeDee Lamb, Dalton Schultz, those targets, 1-2. And after that, Tony Pollard, you have more confidence in than Dennis Houston,
right,
or the rookie Tolbert. So Tony Pollard is going to be a part of this. He has no choice, but to have Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott a part of this offense early on.
Nui, the Cowboys have not made the playoffs in back-to-back years since 2006, 2007. And I've heard some national pundits predict that that holds true and they don't make it this year, do you think I tend to think they're the class of that division because I still think the division's fairly weak. It's probably gotten better, but I still don't think it's a great division. Do you think that there's a good chance they could miss the playoffs?
I talked to Dak Prescott yesterday, and I'm going to take you back even further because you say 2006, 2007. Bill Parcells coached the Cowboys in 06. Then he left after that season. Wade Phillips' first year, they coached 2007. You have to go back to the 1998-1999 Cowboys for the last head coach to take them to back-to-back playoff season, and that was Chan Gailey. And I said to Dak, can you get Mike McCarthy here? Because we ain't seen this in a minute. the last time it happened, Bill Clinton was the president of the United States and George Bush was the governor of Texas. That's how long ago this was, okay? Some folks, they have an email account, you know, so it's been a minute. The challenge is definitely there. My concern, guys, is it's a first-place schedule now. And when I spoke to Dak yesterday, I said, Dak, I counted it up. You have six quarterbacks on your schedule this year who have started the Super Bowl, and you have three guys who've won an MVP, a league MVP on your schedule. How do you handle that? And I think it was maybe eight guys who went to the Pro Bowl as quarterback here because it's a quarterback league. The schedule is tough, and I don't think people are talking about that enough. Do I think it's a playoff team? I think they're a playoff team. I do, because they've got a really good defense. They added Anthony Barr to this defense, and some of the packages I'm seeing right now where they're going to put Micah Parsons moving from linebacker down on the edge and added more linebacker depth. I mean, this defense is going to be really good. One of the better secondaries that I've seen since Jimmy Johnson was coaching around here. They have that right now. Defense is going to be real good.
All right. Speaking of the spin back to Pollard, week four, week five, and Zeke is averaging 65, 69, 70 yards a game, something like that. And you don't see that forward lean. You don't see that explosiveness you saw, used to see, kind of going down, not after first contact because Zeke will still run hard. But you just don't see that same running style with your eyes. Do you go to Pollard as the starter if the running game is just not going right the way you wanted to?
Here's the other problem, man. He got hurt, too. Pollard was hurt dealing with some with a little Achilles. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't healthy. Neither guy was healthy 100% last year. So they were both banged up. But the premise of, hey, look, we're going to line Tony Pollard up here and get after you for 20 snaps a game, him running the football, I don't really think that's what they're going to do. It's also not exactly his game. It's going to be in their minds, they like a thunder-lightning type of running game to come at you. That's what they would like to do. And if you're looking for Zeke to be, you know, 15, 1,600 yards Zeke, one, you know, first or second year Zeke, don't do that. But can Ezekiel Elliott be a 1,200-yard back or 1,300-yard back? He could conceivably do that. The question is truly going to be, how can Dak Prescott find another receiver to take the pressure? Because if you're smart, double up CeeDee Lamb, stack the box, and then, you know what, all right, stop the run. Let's see what Dak can do to find and make another receiver. And I've talked about it before where Tony Romo made Miles Austin. Nobody knew Miles Austin. Tony Romo made a Laurent Robinson. You got Aaron Rodgers out here making Alan Lazard because A-Rod's so great. And that's going to be, to me, where we start to see this offense and how you can lighten up the load here. And the offensive line got problems too. I mean, we were talking about Zeke all day long. What are you going to do when Tyron Smith misses 4 to 5 games at left tackle? That's Joe Philbin, the offensive line coach. And I said, who's going to start? Hey, I got the runaround. They don't know. Wow. Left guard right now, they got the rookie Tyler Smith competing against Connor McGovern. So at what point in time, who's the guy? These are issues that they've got to talk about. And I think more so than asking, can Zeke run the football, is there going to be a hole for Zeke to run through? Because left guard was a problem last year, and Tyron Smith missing games. This is something that's bitten you on. I love the guy. He's all-decade player. But he misses 4 or 5 games a year now, and this is going on 5, 6 years that this has been happening.
Nui, we got a minute left for your answer. What does Mike McCarthy have to do to be where this is not his last season as Cowboys coach?
Man,
It's circumstantial, okay? Sports is fluid. And that's the thing, man. We can sit up here right now, sports is fluid. I'll tell you this, I don't think Sean Payton is a head coach here next year, no matter what. If Mike McCarthy's not coaching this team, it's going to be Dan Quinn. It will not be Sean Payton.
Is that because you think Sean will want too much say or power? Doesn't want to put up with Jerry Medlin?
It's going to cost you a draft pick. But also, I'm going to tell you this. I had a conversation with Stephen Jones the other day. Stephen told me that you guys are way too hard on Mike McCarthy. You've assembled a good coaching staff. The players believe in him. And I'm telling you, man, when the Joneses like you, it's a whole different thing. Lord knows I watched Jason
As
Garrett's
case
for 9 years.
Right, right.
Jason Garrett.
All right. That is our man, Nui Scruggs, does an excellent job covering sports down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for NBC. Great stuff, brother. Great catching up with you again.
All right, Chris, VJ. Be well now. Bye-bye.
You too, Nui.
All right.
Like
big changes afoot in the world of basketball. That's next. Odd Couple, VJ Husky, the Vanilla Child, is in for Rob Parker. Big Vanilla Husky with Chris Broussard. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem credit card rewards, but we won't. We'll go high when they go low. And we'll just talk about how great Discover Card is and how they make it easy for you to redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. VJ, the WNBA has announced that they're all WNBA teams, you know, the all-pro teams going forward will be positionless. Could be five forwards, could be five centers, could be five guards. Best five players in the league. You know, there's been some people squawking about the NBA needs to go there. I disagree wholeheartedly. I am a voter, an official voter. I like that. I like two guards and three front court players. I like that. But I don't want absolutely positionless because I still don't think the league is that positionless. So I like the two guards and the three forwards or three front court players. It could be two centers. Like this year I had Embiid and Giannis on my first team. Embiid and Giannis, but Embiid and Nikola Jokic, two centers on my first team because they listed both guys as both centers and forwards. So where are you? Would you like to see a full positionless for the all-NBA teams?
Actually, yeah. I love that idea.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you why. You say, I don't think the league is that positionless, but it kind of is. The league kind of is that positionless. And guys like Jokic and Giannis have kind of proven, even Harden being moved to the point, right? You know,
How's that proven?
And run to the point. I'm going to tell you. The league, yeah, it is. When you go from the two to the point, Two guards are two guards, Chris. Most two guards are not point guards.
BJ, for the first several decades of the league, they had a lot of teams ran a two-guard front. I mean, I grew up playing a lot of times in a two-guard front.
That was 40 years ago, B.
No, but you said two guards are two guards. Yeah. That's not the case. That's been the case at times, but it hasn't been the case for the majority of professional basketball.
Who's the greatest two-guard of all time? Jordan, right?
Jordan.
All right, never played a point. Kobe would be up
there. Actually, he did. He did play the point, and he averaged a triple-double. It was about 14 games in 88.
Was it 14?
It's about 14 straight games.
That's almost like when they say, well, LeBron can play center. All right, anyway, I think they should go positionless.
No, he actually did play point guard, though.
Yeah, okay.
But here's why it's not positionless. You're never going to see a team out there with five point guards.
Exactly, but 5 point guards won't make the all-NBA first team.
It could be.
No, it can't be. No, it won't be. Because it'll never happen, Chris. The five best point guards in the league. Yes, I do.
If you go positionless, who knows what could happen?
No. You're going to the extreme. There's not. Okay, so there's. So the top five guards.
What I think won't happen.
No, we're the top five guards.
I'm saying let's keep it. Generally, teams have two guards.
I know that, Chris.
And three front court players. So that's.
If that's the general way teams play, then that's the general way should be honored.
No, there's evolution. Games evolve. Leagues evolve. Things evolve. So you're asking my opinion. What I'm telling you is I love the idea because if you look at the first team this year, Giannis, Tatum, Jokic, Booker, and Luka. But if you go to the first team just last year, Giannis, Leonard, Jokic, Steph, and Luka. You see what I'm saying?
I don't see what you're saying.
There's two
Luka's a point
there.
Guard.
Exactly.
Steph can be a two guard.
Okay.
Now Steph playing one and two ain't positionless basketball.
Let me ask. Should it be been first team?
Should what?
Should have B and Embiid been first team this year?
Yeah, I had him on my first.
Okay,
team.
You had him on your first team. So who didn't you have? Who didn't you have on the first team?
My first team, if I remember correctly, was Embiid.
Okay.
Jokic,
gotcha.
Giannis,
gotcha.
Who were my guards? Booker
and Luka. And you had Luka. Okay, so you had it. So you had Tatum out, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then you would have to put Embiid in there, and now you have either what you want to call three forwards, three centers, however you want to do it. There's three true big men there.
Well, that's what I said. Three front court players.
So if you make it positionless, Embiid makes the first team, and you pull Jason Tatum off, and Jason Tatum's not a first team guard. Guy this year, not
I
my
didn't
opinion.
I have Tatum on my first team.
Exactly, but he was voted on the first team because we have positions.
We should have positions.
Nope.
These guys still have positions.
Nah.
I mean, they do.
Not positionless. They
do.
Make it positionless.
You're wrong.
I like positionless.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.